Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Wells, who's president of Interface Americas. John, how you doing?
Kemp, good morning. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Glad to have you on the show. I wanted to talk to you about this December issue of Floor Focus, which just came out. Some people are just getting in the mail now, because it's got a couple things in it that are not coincidental. Even though Ray Anderson died back in August, it took us a few months, but we put together a tribute that we're real proud of, and it was very interesting to do it. We went out and talked to people who knew Ray very well, like his oldest daughter and several of the people that he touched as he started to assemble Interface, and also the guy that made him really think about the whole sustainability question, and then the guy who helped him come up with some of the answers. So we talked to several different people, and it's really almost amazing that some facets of Ray's personality are a little bit like Steve Jobs, the head of Apple, who also died this year. A couple points to pull out, because you know him pretty well. One of the neat things, if you look at just the interview we did with his oldest daughter, she pointed out that he kept a notepad by his bed, and he would dream and then wake up in the middle of the night and write things down. And then they always wanted to go to the beach. He didn't really enjoy laying around at the beach. So as those trips came around, he would go to the library and get 2-foot stack high of books and bring them to the beach. And that's what he did instead of laying around the beach. I mean, are you following me what I'm saying about this?
Absolutely. And I think first of all, Kemp, the tribute that you did to Ray and Floor Focus is just so well done. And I know that his family and us at Interface really, really appreciate it, and is really, really well done. And I like the angle that you took by talking to all these different people. And as you just said, Ray, one of the things that you learn very quickly when you work around Ray is when he gets into a subject, he wants to know everything about it. He doesn't take a surface view. He wants to go deep. So he was an absolute constant learner. And as a result of that, he was always pushing people pushing and pulling and encouraging people around him to learn with him, which I think stood out in many of the interviews that you had.
Yeah. Another one I want to point out, that gentleman, Graham Scott, that came over from Carpets International to help him get started as he was starting to make this product for the first time. Graham had some experience. He came over, helped him get things going, and then Graham Scott got invited to go back to Europe. So Graham went to talk to Ray and told him, you know, he had this offer. It's very similar to what happened when Steve Jobs said to John Sculley. You know, John Sculley was the CEO of Pepsi-Cola. He says, you can spend the rest of your life selling sugar water, or you can help me change the world. And I think Ray said a very similar thing to Graham Scott. He said, well, you know, you can go back over there, or I'm going to make something pretty special here. You can be a key part of it. And that's what he decided to do.
So. Well, you just hit on a real common thread that with Steve Jobs and probably with many visionaries is that when they see it, they're going to build a team around them, and they're going to continue to tell you where it is. They're going to tell you where that future is and where that bright future is. And that was a characteristic that Ray had. And of course, Ray was so great at communicating the purpose that he was living and building his company towards. And I think the sort of the final chapter, the thing that he'll probably be most remembered for around sustainability, is such a classic case of that. He has a very broad cadre of followers, myself one, am one, that believes that we're doing something bigger than just making great carpet tile. We're actually doing something to change the world. And, you know, when you wake up in the morning, isn't that a great thought, to think that you can combine those two things? And I think that was his legacy and will be his legacy, is this idea of doing well by doing good, is that you can have a successful business and you can do something really, really important for the world and for the future generations. And for that, we should all thank Ray, because he's inspired many of us that may have never seen that without his urging.
Yeah, I got to admit, I'm a little envious at your role and your position, because you were able to be a student of his, and I'm sure he taught you some neat things about leadership. One of the things that I really think is neat about this December issue is, okay, so we talk about Ray Anderson in this tribute, and then in a whole other article somewhere else in the issue, every other year we poll the commercial flooring contractors, the people like, you know, the Resources, the Starnets, the Spectras. We asked those guys, what's your number one product? We asked them, and 2 years ago, Broadloom was still, and had been up for the longest time, had been their number one product. Now, this is Not to get confused, we realize that Broadlume is still, from a dollar perspective, has the market share leader. But to these professionals, carpet tile, for the first time in doing this research, was the answer they gave us when we asked them what their number one product was. So carpet tile has taken a leadership role. You know, carpet tile would not be anywhere near what it is without Ray Anderson.
Yeah, interesting connection. I'm sure, Kemp, that Ray is smiling down on that connection that you just made. That was, of course, his original vision back in the late 60s and early 70s, was he just saw this magnificent product. And sometimes we refer to it as an overnight success, 30 years in the making. But it is so smart, so right, so smart, as he would say. You know, there are some segments of the commercial marketplace where it probably has gotten to be about half and half with Broadlume, and maybe in some cases even higher, because it makes so much sense. And I think what the flooring dealers are telling you is the advantage of its installation system when you work with a good carpet tile. Of course, you know, I'm sure not all carpet tile are created equal, but you can, when you work with a good one, it goes in fast, it performs well. You know, in our case, we promote a glueless installation, and so it goes in fast and creates a floating floor, and it does it creates an amazing service to the customer. It fulfills its function. So it was only going to be a matter of time before the flooring dealers would speak their mind on that subject, and I know I hear that all the time, and it's great news.
Yeah, and it's come a long way. I mean, naturally, it was already in existence when Ray went over to Europe to take a look around, but, I mean, that product that Carpets International is making, or the Huga product, that was a very functional product, but nothing near of what carpet tile has become today, right?
That's right. I mean, so many advances have been made in technology and design, and I give David Oakey quite a bit of credit for embracing the idea of carpet tile as a design element. Some of the early periods with carpet tile design were trying to make it look like Broadlume, or trying to make it be something it wasn't, and it was sort of at the moment when it was first embraced, David embraced it as a design element, that really I think the whole market began to open up for it, that it began to take on an appeal to designers that maybe it once didn't have.
Right. I mean, you do quarter turn installation, or you don't necessarily have to be square. I mean, there's all kinds of things have been varied to accentuate what you can do with tile.
That's right. It's a great product, and I think we'll continue to grow and continue to take share in the market. We do believe that having a focus, waking up in the morning and focusing all of our attention on expanding the appeal of this product is an advantage, and we love it. We really are fortunate, and really are, all of us every day, appreciative to Ray for his entrepreneurial spirit and taking the big risk to start this company that we all continue to benefit from, and then for adding to it later that sustainability mission and vision that helps give us all purpose for what we do. So Interface is a great company, Kemp, and appreciate you pulling some of that out in your tribute to Ray.
All right. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us again. We've been talking to John Wells, who's president of Interface Americas, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and 4daily.net.